Yogi's got a 10-inch cock, hard to hard to bear. And everybody joins in for the rest of it.
Yeah, and it gets worse and worse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, anything you could think of, you know.
I'll have a rake around in the brainstorms and see if I can come up with something that you haven't got. But
well, no, I'm interested in things that I already have too, because you might sing it to a different tune, and you might put an earlier date on a song.
Yeah,
and
like I can remember, goes back to student days, which would be the late 1950s, early 1960s.
Well, no, that's very, and you also might have it in a different location. See, some of the songs might not be documented where they were sung, and even though I might have a whole bunch of American versions, that doesn't mean that it was located in England, and you're supplying, telling me where it was sung, and it was sung in England.
Yeah. Variations and verses. I mean, I looked at some of the stuff that you've got on the website, and a lot of it. You can say, yeah, that's the song, but there are variations in the verses.
Right, and I'm interested in that, too. Variations in the verses. Part of it is I've been asking you where you learned it. Where would you sing it? Where would you practice these songs? Because were there women around? Would they sing these? Would they enjoy them? What?
It tended to be an all-male sort of enclave. In general, you know, women just didn't frequent those sort of establishments.
Well, no, at the students' hall, wouldn't there be women there?
No, generally not on a Saturday night. It was all a bit crude. It was guys getting rat-arsed and singing filthy songs, and there's quite a lot of hostility actually in the university. There's sort of upright citizens of the student community that wanted to stamp out this singing of lyrical vulgarities on a Saturday night because it lowered the tone of the place. The fact that it was traditional actually didn't really enter into the argument at all, you know. But it was a bone of contention. But, you know, it's what happens. Guys get together, they get a few beers down and they sing their heads off and have a pretty good night, you know, whether it be rugby clubs or students' unions or whatever else. It's just something that happens.
It seemed to be much more of a British thing than it is an American. Americans don't sing, and maybe karaoke, but that's god awful anyway.
No, that's much more recent. I mean, the tradition of singing mucky songs goes, you know, is it very much a rugby club or a football club, but primarily rugby club or students, and that's where I've heard most of it done. And you know, regionally, you go to different parts of the country and you pick up different versions or different songs. I mean, and you go back to Craven A, and that's an absolute gem because I've never heard it before or since anywhere else, and there was only one guy used to sing it. Everybody used to join in the chorus, but it was known as his particular party piece, and it was a solo act, so it was kind of special, you know.
but for most songs, most people would join in verses,
yeah,
or add extra verses, or what?
People would have their own versions of verses, and somebody would perhaps stand up on the table and do their particular verse, and then somebody else would do one, and you know.
So people would actually physically stand on a table instead of a chair or whatever, and
they were, or you know, do a solo turn. It was quite common, and you know, if it was particularly good, people would chuck their beer over him or something. Like that.
If it was good, they would throw beer over him.
You know, anybody who stands up or makes an exhibition of themselves up for an early bath, you know.
An early bath. So you've never been really singing around women at all, and you've never met any who actually sing.
It may happen now, but in my student days, going back in the sort of 60s, you know, women didn't join in that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the done thing.
Well, one of the worst songs ever would be the Limerick song.